What is your name?
My name is Mary Duncan Clark.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
It was early in the 70s.
Were you in the service?
Yes, I was in the Army Nurse Corps.
What made you decide to come in the Army Nurse Corps?
My friends who were members.
What did you do before you came in the Army?
I went to nurses training and then I worked a few months at Indiana University Hospital.
What were your duties in the service?
I started out as a staff nurse, went to supervisor, chief nurse of Vietnam in the training in 64 and 65, and chief nurse in Bad Kreuznach in 68 to 70.
How long were you in the service?
28 years.
Where did your travels take you?
England, France, Germany, Japan, Vietnam, Fort Dix, Fitzsimmons 3 times, and Bad Kreuznach again.
What kind of housing did you have?
Billets.
What was the nature of the medical care available to you?
Very good.
What was your uniform dress?
Nursing uniform, fatigues, dress uniforms.
Can you relate a couple of your more exciting experiences to me?
Traveling overseas, I traveled with one of my friends who was a nurse, and we visited Germany, Italy, Greece, Africa, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Turkey, Asia, and then came back through Greece, Italy, and Germany. We were told by some of the military that we were risking our lives if we went through Lebanon and some of those countries, that it was communist and they didn't allow uniforms there, military. We went anyway, but when we packed our suitcase, we had purchased some Kotex and Tampax and decided we'd put our uniforms in the bottom of the suitcase, then our civilian clothes, and then this Tampax and Kotex on top, and maybe they wouldn't look. Well, when we went through, we opened our luggage, and they didn't even look at them and didn't touch anything. And no examination was made. We couldn't laugh at them at that time, but when we arrived back to our quarters, we had a very good laugh over that. Then I enjoyed very much working on the board in Japan, helping with the orphans from the American military men. We helped them be adopted and helped raise money to have a place for them to stay, eat, and sleep. That's about it.
What was the greatest adjustment you had to make when you came in the service?
I didn't have any, I don't think, really.
Did you plan on making the service a career when you first joined the Army?
Yes, in a way, right after the war, D-Day, I decided I was going to make a career.
What did you do after your service was concluded?
I'm working now at home and at my business.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you?
I've seen many people you do not meet with at other organizational meetings.
Okay, thank you very much.